Good morning and welcome to a special edition of A Vision for You. Today is Sunday, August 23rd, 2015. My name is Larry Kay and I'm going to be the moderator this morning. The share ID for Friday, August 21st, is 7940. That's 7940. This morning, A Vision for You presents an attitude of gratitude meeting. And this is a great opportunity for, you know, for us to be able to just kind of share a bit about the miracle in our lives. And, throughout the big book, we're consistently reminded of the importance of our attitude. And just some examples on page 143, it says to get over drinking will require a transformation of thought and attitude. And on page 27, ideas, emotions, and attitudes, which were once the guiding forces of the lives of these men, are suddenly cast to one side. We're also reminded on page 84, right there in the promises, it says our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. So as a result of immersing ourselves in the practical program of action, our thinking begins to change. Our sanity is restored, and we begin to move from a self-centered consciousness to a God-centered consciousness. Gratitude for this gift is inevitable. That's what I found. And we're a living, breathing miracle, and we marvel at the transformation we've experienced. So what we're going to do this morning is I'm going to invite others to share your own gratitude for this miracle. And, you know, what a great opportunity to do that. And we're going to share for approximately 3 minutes. And let me offer a friendly reminder that we only use AA, OA, conference-approved literature when sharing. So we'll get started. I'm going to, open it up to those who want to share for approximately 3 minutes and just share, your gratitude for what this program has done for you, the transformation you've experienced, or the miracle that's underway right now. Let me open it up. Who would like to share?
Marcella.
Matt M.
Good morning, Larry. This is Mary Lee in California.
Okay, so this is who I heard. I heard Marcella, and I heard Matt M., and I heard Mary Lee. Anybody else? Okay, let's get started with
Michelle.
Those three. I got you, Michelle. So we got four people. Let's go with this, Marcella, and then we'll go Matt M., Mary Lee, and Michelle. Marcella, you're up.
Good morning. Leah, good morning, Larry, and everybody else. I'm so grateful to get up this morning and abstinent and in a normal-sized body, full of energy and optimism. And I'm so grateful to be having this kind of meeting. This was the very, very first meeting that I attended in A Vision for You. It was a Sunday morning, and I just heard you. And I said, wait a second, I must be part of these people. I'll do anything in the world to be part of these people. And here I am. It's been an amazing journey. I'm so grateful that I will have the chance to see some of your faces. Like sometimes I wonder, because I know some of you face to face, but there are other people. Larry's one example. I feel like we're close friends. Even though we've never had a real conversation, but we have a loving conversation through the daily drill of the big book and our daily ideas. And that's the way that we keep each one of us like evolved, right? Outside of the nightmare, inside of the pink cloud. Some people in Boston call me Marcella Pink Cloud. How can I not be in a pink cloud? I'm so grateful that you are with me. I'll never be alone. I'll never be bored. I'll never be hungry again, because I know exactly what to eat, when to eat. I know the right attitude to live my life. And if I get stuck for whatever reason, I have all of you and under the loving presence of my higher power to get out of my clothes. And with that, I'll pass.
Marcella, thanks so much. I feel the same way with all of you and people that I hear. Matt, why don't you jump right in there?
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Matt M., a grateful compulsive overeater from New Jersey. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving to list what you're grateful for and why you're why I'm grateful that I found this program. This program really has saved my life and it's changing my attitudes every day. I'm currently in the process of going through the steps with a wonderful Vision for You sponsor. I was with another group when I left and I had to recommit to my absence, but you know, I'm just grateful that I'm great. I have the attitude changing every day. It's starting to change. I stopped blaming myself and I stopped blaming others for this, my for having this issue and having this problem with food. And I'm just really grateful that I was able to make phone calls yesterday when I was having some difficulties and just admit what was going on. And that's what this disease, that's what this program is giving me. It's giving me an ability to be rigorously honest. I didn't have to make phone calls after I had issues. I didn't have to do some of the things I had to do, but I did because I want to be clear. I want to be defogged. That's because I want to have my head clear. And I'm grateful I was turned on to this meeting because my life changed completely when I stopped driving. I don't drive anymore because I don't have a car, but also, you know, other reasons. And I was given the phone meeting numbers, and this is one of the numbers I first started dialing into. And it's a miracle. Like, this everybody is so kind, so welcoming. And I feel really, as a big book on page 17, I feel like I'm part of the ship. You know, we're all passengers on the same liner from steerage to captain's table. And we're all, and just because the ship has stopped sinking, that doesn't mean that we're not together anymore. We still have that camaraderie and that sense of all being part of one group. And I'm just another bozo on the bus, but I'm grateful all the people I'm getting to meet and talk to on the phone and people who are getting to know me and they actually are seeing changes in my thinking and my attitude, what I was originally like when I first dialing in to what I'm like now. And it's amazing. Sometimes it takes other people to tell you what changes are already starting in you. And I'm much more different than I ever was. I just feel different. And that it really is an inside job. It's not just what you do outside, it's what you do inside yourself, the thinking inside. Because when I could actually, for the first time, feeling comfortable being alone with myself, and when my internal dialogue is not so shameful, it's not so hard, it's not so nasty, it's really, I'm kind to myself, and I'm being able there to turn it outward and be kind to others and loving towards others because I'm being kind and loving towards myself. That's a miracle of itself for me. I never thought I would ever change my attitudes because of who I am, and that's a miracle right there. I'm very grateful. This program, it doesn't just change the physical self, it changes things from the inside out, and with that, I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Matt, thank you. Mary Lee, you're up.
Good morning. This is Mary Lee in Paso Robles, California. I wanted to do an ABC of gratitude for the program. I'm grateful for a new day in abstinence. I'm grateful for breathing slowly and purposely. I'm grateful for caution in speaking. I'm grateful for my divine director. I'm grateful for Easy Does It. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful for giving. I'm grateful for hope. I'm grateful for inspiration. I'm grateful for joy. I'm grateful for kindness. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for moment by moment. I'm grateful for now. I'm grateful for open-mindedness. I'm grateful for peace. I'm grateful for quiet. I'm grateful for rest. I'm grateful for silence. I'm grateful for trust. I'm grateful for understanding. I'm grateful for vision. I'm grateful for wisdom. I'm grateful for exuberance. I'm grateful for yes and you. And I'm grateful for Z. Thank you for letting me share. Mary Lee in Paso Robles, California.
Thanks, Mary Lee. Let's see, we have Michelle. Michelle, you're up.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is Michelle L. in Delaware. Beautiful shares. I'm just really enjoying it. Thank you for this program today. Grateful. This program is really helping me to grow up, and I'm grateful for the better sleep that I'm getting as a result. Less headaches, clearer skin, less surprises about how my pants will fit on any given day. that the scale is not my higher power today, that a half gallon of ice cream can sit untouched in my freezer for months, and then I have it actually available to offer my grandkids when they come over. I have more meaningful relationships today, especially with my sister and my daughters. I'm experiencing true connection with others. I experience humility and the pain of seeing myself, and then I'm able to change or do something different as a result. I can experience being uncomfortable, and I don't die from it, and I don't turn to food either. I have better financial stability as a result of living more simply. I'm in a job that I love because I'm following God. I follow God's will. And I'm grateful that I can say I don't know, and that I've discovered I really don't know what's best for me or anyone else, and I keep discovering that over and over again because God always has a better plan. And the amazing, loving support system I feel that just keeps growing. And I'm just grateful for this program, for Vision for You, for all of you, and finding out I'm not alone and I never have to be again. Thanks, Larry. I pass.
Michelle, thank you for your gratitude share. Who else would like to jump in there?
This is DMB.
Anita L.
Katie G. from Boston.
Janice B. from Vermont.
A.S.W.
Okay, let me see. I'm new to this deal here, and I'm trying to write down. So I know I missed someone here, but let me tell you who I have. So I heard Deanna B, and I heard Allison, I heard Katie, and I heard Sarah. I heard someone before Katie.
Anita L.
Anita, and then I heard somebody else as well.
Janice B.
Janice B. And who was that other person?
Oh, you missed Naomi before.
Thank you, Naomi. Was there someone? So I have Diana B., Allison, Anita, Katie, Sarah, Janice B., Naomi. Was there one other person too? Okay, let's go with that, and then we'll get right back at it. So we'll start with Deanna B.
Did you say Deanna B.?
I did. Deanna, you're up.
Okay, thank you, Larry, and thank you for your service. This is Deanna B. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater for today, and this is such a wonderful meeting and something that I know I'll be listening over and over again to remind me of all the things I'm grateful for when I forget, and I will. I know that most of all, I'm grateful to be alive, and I'm grateful for my higher power and that he's been so, I can't think of the word, so I won't say it. I'm so grateful for the 12-step program. If it wasn't for AA and the big book, I wouldn't be here. And a vision, I'm grateful that a vision brought the big book to life for me, because I've been around a long time and the big book has never come to life like that. And I'm so grateful that when I do ask for help from my heart, I always get something. That inner voice will either say, wait, I don't think so, or go for it. And when I listen to it, the next right thing happens. When I don't listen to it and I get a little arrogant, you know, then I'm off in my own control and taking my will back. When I listen to my body, I know, and talking to God, that God is taking care of me and doing for me what I can't do for myself. You know, for so long, and sometimes today, I keep God right out of my reach. I'm the one who does it. God doesn't go away. I know that God is there and he loves me. And I reached out to somebody this morning, and, you know, what it is that I have to remember, God is everything or God is nothing. And I'm so grateful that I dialed the phone, and God helped me do that. And I'm so grateful that the phone was picked up. And for the first time in my life, it's very difficult for me to believe that I don't get into morbid reflection, because I didn't think that's what it was. I thought that I was just a piece of you-know-what. And that was, you know, I think of it now, and I think of how nauseous it makes me when I think of the self-pity that I was in. And I'm so grateful that I'm not in that anymore, and grateful for you and all the people like you. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Deanna B. Allison, you're up. Jump right in.
Hi, good morning. This is Allison P. from Maryland, a longtime listener, first time sharing, and just had to jump in because one of the first things that I learned in this program was a grateful heart doesn't eat, and started using the tool of writing a gratitude list each morning, and that has completely changed my worldview. I used to get up and hate getting up and, like, was so tired and, you know, why is life so hard? Why do I have such a long commute? Why do I have to put my child in daycare and barely see her? You know, why does my yard take so much work? Why do I have all these demands on me with my community and my church and my child's school and PTA? And by doing a gratitude list of, wow, you have a warm bed to sleep in. You have a yard to take care of. You have a house. You have a job. You have a family that is supportive. My daughter is now changing her eating habits by seeing how I weigh and measure my food and the choices I make. That's just a miracle. That's God's doing. So just being grateful for the simple things in life, having face-to-face meetings that are convenient to me, is a wonderful thing. I've always said God has made this program so easy for me that why not do it? You know, I'm grateful that I have farmers markets I can go to and get fresh fruits and vegetables, or a CSA, a community-supported agriculture that will deliver fresh fruits and vegetables to my doorstep. So I just wanted to share that that's my experience in this program, that by doing a gratitude list every morning of, you know, 3 to 5 things has helped me to not eat, has helped me to realize what a wonderful world we live in, God's world. God's will for me is to have a healthy body. And I do that every day by putting my food on the scale and turning it over to my sponsor. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you so much for this meeting. It's really been helpful.
Thank you. Anita, you're up. Press star one,
oh,
Anita.
No.
We don't.
Here I am. Sorry.
Oh, Anita, you're there. Great.
Good morning, everybody. Anita L. from Philadelphia. You know what? I have so much gratitude for OA in general for saving my life. And I'm grateful that people didn't give up on me when I decided to go back into the food, and that they were there to support and love me. And I had a few people who shared about a phone meeting for years to me, and I didn't listen. I thought, oh my gosh, a phone meeting? What am I going to get from that? And I never listened. And then finally, you know, they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Finally, one day, I was willing to turn on the phone, call this meeting, and listen. And I've been listening for almost 3 years now. Almost. And I can't wait in the morning to listen to the meeting because it just energizes me and gives me a lot of strength and love and support, and I don't feel alone. And I'm grateful that listening to A Vision for You, the name of this meeting, it's still an OA meeting, but I'm grateful that they brought the doctor's opinion to life. That is a huge piece of why I love this meeting. And another reason why I love it is because I hear the recovery. I hear the solution one after the other for almost 2 hours, 5 days a week. And then on Sundays, I hear someone share their experience, strength, and hope. It's just so wonderful. And I'm on my way. I'm driving, if you hear background noise, to a Big Book meeting. I'm driving almost an hour. And there are several people who speak on A Vision for You who attend this meeting. And, you know, I'm grateful for the willingness to want to do that. And this morning I'm going to give my eighth step to my sponsor after the meeting and begin my ninth step amends and hopefully become recovered in a very, very short period of time from now. So thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Anita. By the way, before we get to Katie, Carol G., I believe I heard you as well. So you'll jump in after, if you're there, you'll jump in after Katie. Katie, you're up.
Hi, Larry. Can you hear me?
I can.
Cool. Hi, guys. Katie G. I'm recovered for today. Food addict, compulsive overeater in Boston, Mass. I was telling somebody, my boyfriend, that the meeting this morning was about gratitude, and I was thinking about when I first came into the rooms, and I didn't even know what gratitude meant. I grew up in a very affluent suburb, and financially, I didn't want for anything, and I was very, 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 very entitled. And that's also my disease, right? Like my selfishness. I want everything to be mine, and I think you owe it to me, and I deserve it. And what a miracle. Like, it's Sunday morning, and I didn't binge my brains out last night, you know, and I'm in a healthy body today, and I know that God has given me the opportunity to live multiple lives in one lifetime. I've spent over 11 years in 12-step recovery, and for the majority of that time, I've not eaten addictively. And the two horrible times that my disease of my thinking, my lying, brought me back to the food, I was rescued, and I was rescued by other women in recovery who didn't give up on me. And today I can say I know I'm not entitled to anything. I know that even when I feel the worst, it doesn't matter because there's something to be grateful for. Like, I used to have my best relationships before were like, you owe me. And if you harmed me in my mind, you were dead to me. And I don't operate that way. I have meaningful relationships with my family, with my boyfriend, with my friends. I have a fellowship around me that God continues to grow and amaze me with. And the best part is I always know the solution when I'm getting that tight feeling in my chest, when I feel like the whole world is wronging me. I have, you know, a solution today. And before I did the steps, I thought that my solution was to call everyone and get someone to cure me, to fix me. And now I'm reminded every day I need to press into God and that I can always, always go back to the steps. I'm so grateful to have the steps and to have all of you. Like, holy cow, you know, the worst part of this disease is the isolation and thinking that you're alone. And I don't live that way today. I have such a privileged life. Like everybody has said, a roof over my head and food in the fridge, clothes on my back, money in the bank, family, friends, fellowship, a beautiful relationship that I'm learning to grow and change in. And 6 seconds left to just say I'm grateful to all of you, and what a privilege to be a member of Overeaters Anonymous in this addict test.
Thank you, Katie. Carol G., if you're out there, Please jump in. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Larry. It's Carol G. Thank you so much. Ah, Carol G, recovered from the mental obsession. Thank you so much, Vision for You. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know how broken I was until you all put me back together. I was given a voice in OA. Before I came to Vision for You, I think I was 13 years in the program. And whilst I was in there, I was learning how to join in with the rooms. I didn't realise that they were teaching me how to speak, because in 13 years' time, I would be online speaking to you across the globe, and all you would have was my voice. So OA gave me a voice, basically, to say hi and thank you. And I couldn't rely on just being seen in the rooms anymore. I had to come out of the darkness, and thank you, all of you, for being my signpost in recovery, because every single one of you has been part of that journey, even the silent ones. We're all part of that power. And it began for me when someone on Vision for You called me and said, Carol, can I help you? And I said, yes, please, because I was dying. I was born asleep. I got married asleep. I was eating in my sleep, and I didn't want to die without first waking up. And now I'm waking up. My spirit is awake, and it's breathtaking, and it's glorious, and it's really frightening, if I'm honest. And but somebody told me once in OA that the doorway to freedom is on the inside, but I couldn't even open the doorway to the higher power without all your help. I couldn't even bring God into my life without all your assistance. I had to be connected with you all spiritually first in this fellowship, and now that's more than enough, more than all my binge foods put together. It's wonderful. Because every time I was eating binge foods, I wasn't just paying with cash, I was paying with my life. I was paying with all of my life. So today I'm beginning to comprehend what freedom really is, what emancipation is. I'm experiencing love for the first time in my life, and I honour you all. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Pass.
Oh, thank you, Carol G. Wow, you guys are amazing. Just amazing shares. Sarah, you're the next amazing share. You're up.
Thanks, Larry, for your service. Good morning. This is Sarah W., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. I would say ditto to everything, first of all. So beautiful. I have to say, first of all, that being in a place where there is no OA, I truly appreciate that God brought me to a Vision for You. I had been on other phone meetings, but a Vision for You really has placed me in a position where I can really feel a part of the family. The family that speaks and the family that doesn't. And, you know, to live the life that I'm living, I'm so grateful for it. To have renewed relationships with my children, that's really getting healthier all the time. And to not be a rager. To really be able to allow people to be who they are. You know, that connection that we get with a higher power, with ourselves, and with other people. And, you know, a little adopted girl named Sarah, who never felt enough, who never felt a part of, really feels a part of life today. And really, that's the whole thing. There's a Hebrew word called l'chaim, which means to life. And I feel like, you know, today I get to really experience that because of Overeaters Anonymous, the 12 steps, because of Alcoholics Anonymous, because of the Anon programs that offer me help with relationships and boundaries and self-care. And I'm so grateful for all of those things. So thank you to all of you who share both in the rooms, those that are suffering, I pray for you. And there is a solution for all of us, and it's here for all of us. And thank you very much for your service today, Larry.
Oh, my pleasure. Sarah, thanks for your share. Janice B., I believe. Janice, we can't hear you. Good morning.
Here I am.
There you are.
This is Janice B. from Vermont, recovered compulsive overeater. And I am grateful to be opening my mouth and sharing. I've listened to Vision for You since it started, and I've been hiding and isolating, and I'm so grateful that I'm not hiding and isolating anymore. I'm grateful for God to be giving me the courage to speak. I've listened to these gratitude meetings before, and I'm embarrassed to say that I wanted to share so much but couldn't do it, that I would be resentful of everybody sharing. And you know, that's a character defect, that's a coping mechanism, and I'm so grateful to see how I operate, that my way of living and operating in the world has not worked, and I'm grateful to see that. And I'm grateful to all the fellowship who are shining the light on my path and helping me to see my faulty thinking and supporting me in taking right action. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for my sponsors that have carried me and worked with me in all the time that they've given to me through the years in OA, that have brought me to where I am today. And I'm grateful to be accepting of where I am today, and to know that, you know, to be working towards something but satisfied with where I am, and the knowledge that that if I just keep working, that's all I have to do, and just leave the results to God. So I'm grateful for the hope that I have, and the gratitude. And I think being in gratitude is like being on heaven on earth, and I pass.
Thank you, Janice. Okay, who else wants to jump in here?
Hi, Nancy Ira.
Lindsay
Parker.
Phoebe.
Carolyn.
All right, let's
Martha D.
Martha, okay. I'll tell you who I have, and I know that I've missed some folks here, so please accept my apologies beforehand, and we'll pick up your names here. So I did hear Nancy, I did hear Linda, I heard Phoebe, I heard Carolyn, I heard Martha, I heard Eileen, and I know I missed someone. So who else?
Colleen M.
Melissa C.
Okay, I picked up Colleen and Melissa C. Tell you what, Linda.
Camilla C.
Hello? Carmella?
Camilla C.
Camilla, okay. Let's start there, okay? And believe me, we're going to pick up everybody that wants to share here. Okay, so we've got, let's start off with Nancy. Nancy, jump right in.
Oh, thank you, Larry. Good morning, family. My name is Nancy Ira. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Abstinent today by the grace of God, recovered today by the grace of God. This wonderful fellowship. Gratitude. Wow, what a wonderful topic. On page Roman numeral 16, in the foreword to the second edition, states of alcoholics who came to AA and really tried, 50% got sober at once and remained that way. 25% sobered up after some relapses, and among the remainder, those who stayed on with AA showed improvements. I think I was in the 25. Well, first I stayed and I improved, and then I had multiple relapses. But today I am grateful that I came and I stayed. I came in the early mid-70s and left, came back 100 pounds heavier in 1993. Did not have perfect abstinence, but God removed those 100 pounds and have kept them off for all these years because I stayed. And I'm grateful for the fact that even though I did not enjoy the recovery that I'm experiencing today, I stayed, and I was rewarded for staying. And for that, I am truly grateful that I found a way and that I came back and stayed. I'm grateful for the journey, for just the journey. As I stay in and as I begin to study the Big Book with the Visions group, I've learned more about the program, but I don't negate nor discount the other parts of the program. I'm grateful for God's blessed me with a wonderful sponsor and wonderful sponsees. I began to just grow in the program, and for that I'm grateful. For so many years, my self-worth depended upon what the scale said. And today, you know, this program, I'm grateful that this program has given me a venue for living life, how to live life with the good, with the bad. I was in such a painful place last weekend. This program, you know, has taught me this too shall pass. But in the meantime, it's given me ways I didn't know anything to do but to eat. But this program, this wonderful program, has given me ways of dealing with the vicissitudes of life, and for that I'm grateful. It would have been a pity for me to have gone through this life, you know, just when I shudder when I think of how my life could have been had I not found a way. And even with the imperfections that I think I've had in this program, I'm just grateful. I am just so grateful. And it's like I'm really grateful that I was introduced to Visions for You because it has just really opened up my eyes and my ears to wisdom that I've heard, I've read, but I didn't see. And there's a difference. Thank you for letting me share. Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks so much. You know, before I go on, I'll just say that leave it to a man to mess up this order list here, you guys. But let me give you what I got, and apologies to those who I got out of order or so forth. But we're going to go with this order. So Linda, and then Phoebe, and then Carolyn, Martha, Eileen, Camilla, Colleen, Melissa C., and I believe Harper was in there too. So we'll go with that order. So Linda, you're up.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is Linda, recovered in North Carolina. And thank you, Larry. You know, I love listening to you. I feel like you're my family. Anyway, thanks for your service.
Time? No, I'm kidding. thank you so much, Linda.
That's what I love about the
We culture. Have to laugh together, right?
We do. We have joy, right? Anyway, you know, as I share many times, I've been in the program almost my entire life. I came in my 20s. I'm now in my 60s. And I just want to tell you how grateful I am that I found the program, because when I came in, I was really unconscious. So one of the gratitudes that I have is that I was awakened with awareness and with discipline and with a wonderful original sponsor who really gave me the program in a very, very structured way, where I had a strong foundation. So I'm grateful for the foundation that I've had all along. And also, I was thinking that I'm so grateful for the work ethic that I developed as a result of the program. When I was very lazy and lethargic due to the substances that I was ingesting, and as I recovered, I was able to get that clarity of mind and motivation. So I'm grateful that God led me to my profession. And it's really all through program that I was able to persevere and work throughout my life. and have the benefits of a material life that I have today. So although we talk about the spiritual life, I'm very, very blessed to have security today in my retirement. And that's all because of the program. I could not have done it if I was eating all these years. So that's a very big factor in my gratitude. The other thing that I am grateful for is the fifth step, because when I, and of course all the steps, but for me, the fifth step was very, very instrumental in enabling me to express myself. I came from a family of origin where I was stifled. I never had an opinion. I was always, you know, negative about what I had to share. But because of this fifth step in fellowship, I was able to really express myself. That's a big gratitude for me. And then, of course, working the steps on a daily basis, 10, 11, and 12. The 11th step also has allowed me to enlarge spiritually. And, of course, 12 steps doing the work. There is no pleasure, any pleasure that I get. There's nothing more than helping other people in the program and helping people out of the program. So I'm so grateful. I could talk for hours on this, but I will not. I will stop now. And thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much, Linda. Phoebe.
Good morning. This is Phoebe B. calling from Vermont. Larry, thank you for your service this morning. Wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I am grateful for Vision for You and the other meetings that have shown me what the solution is. I'm grateful for my sponsors who have hung in there with me. I had a pretty devastating relapse about a month ago, and I'm so grateful for the people who have helped pull me out of the quicksand. And I'm very grateful to say today that I have almost 4 weeks of the cleanest, most honest abstinence I've ever had. And as part of what's happening for me, I have a writing assignment to do every day. And a couple days ago, the writing assignment was, am I a grateful compulsive eater and why am I grateful? So I'm just going to read what I wrote on that day with a couple of additions for today. I am such a grateful compulsive eater because my life is being transformed from this spiritual program of action. As a result of this spiritual program of action, I'm grateful because I see such hope in front of me. I'm grateful because, as it says in the Big Book, we are like passengers on a sinking ship. There's a feeling with every fellow that I talk to that there's a powerful cement that binds us. I have lots of friends. We share common interests, long histories, but nothing like this kind of deep connection. I'm grateful because right now, I am the recipient of the good news from all the recovered people that I talk to. I can pass on my almost 4 weeks of hope to a newcomer. I'm grateful because staying on the path I was on would have eventually killed me. I'm grateful because everything is brighter, has more texture, I'm clear-headed, and without this program I would be in a constant fog. And this morning I had the opportunity to go out. I'm on a lake right now in Vermont. I had the opportunity to go out in my kayak at sunrise, and I had such gratitude to God sitting out there in my kayak. I was doing my second, third, and seventh step prayers, and the gratitude was that for so many things, but in particular, I wasn't on the lake ruminating about what I ate last night. I was on the lake appreciating the possibility of seeing some loons, seeing blue herons, seeing the sunrise, seeing the beautiful reflection on the lake, seeing the beautiful pink underbelly of the clouds. I had that pure gratitude, and it wasn't polluted by any kind of remorse that I might have had. I'm grateful because I get to hear that there is a solution and how my fellows live in that solution. I'm grateful because being a compulsive eater has led me to a chance to be changed, transformed, rearranged, and reorganized. I'm grateful because I am developing a relationship with the God of my understanding. And I am grateful to have the upcoming opportunity to meet so many of my fellows in Virginia Beach. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Thank you. Carolyn, you're up next. Carolyn, we can't hear you.
Okay, thank you. Got it. Thank you. I'm Carolyn, grateful recovering overeater. And I'm just getting the hang of these telephone meetings. I have been used to going to in-person meetings, but I'm just going to move because it sounds like there's a lot of noise right around me right now. And my excuse lately has been that, for not going to meetings is I travel a lot. And I've known about telephone meetings, but just yesterday started. And I cannot tell you how wonderful it is to hear your voices on this call today. I actually didn't know if I could speak. I was just really so emotional about the fellowship and how powerful it is. And when I get into my isolation, it feels like there's no one else in the world who understands. I've been in and out of the program probably 20 years, and I'm grateful today that, I've come back within a much shorter time than I have on other occasions. And just hearing the gratitude this morning just really touched my heart and has given me incredible hope. And I'm grateful to be abstinent today. And I'm grateful that over the years, people in this program have shown so much kindness and so much love for each other and for me. I'm grateful that the literature is here and the steps are here. And I have a beautiful sponsor that is, maybe 40 years younger than me. And she just is so patient and and wise. So what I trust and the thing that I'm grateful for is that just this time spent this morning with all of you will is kind of my spiritual insurance policy for the day. And I've committed to 90 meetings in 90 days because I just know how powerful it is when I stay connected to program. So thank you all for being here, and I pass.
Thank you so much. Okay, Martha, you're next.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Martha.
Okay, thank you. Much of what I have to say is pretty much the same as what everybody's been saying. First of all, thank you, Larry. It's great to hear you this morning, and I'm so grateful for everyone on the line. I have to thank my higher power that I have a connection with him now, and he decided to keep me in the rooms of OA for 3.5 years. Of course, when I first came, I was there for the vanity, but thank God I took a service position, and when I relapsed, it took me 1.5 years to have a sponsor come that I really could relate with. So anyone that is new and their sponsor is not working out for them, there are many sponsors out there, and definitely one will connect with you. I'm just so thankful for everyone on this line and the shares that you give every morning. It means so much, and it keeps me focused in the program. I did not work the program when I first started, and now that I got my abstinent back for 108 days, I work the program every day. I contact people in the program. People have reached out and put me on an email list, and it's just wonderful. And I know that I need to do this every day, or I will be back to failing again, because my higher power tells me this, that I need to do the steps, which I am working on. And I am so thankful that I can go to Virginia Beach and meet some of you people. I'm so looking forward to that. So I think that's all I have to say. Thank you so much. I pass.
Thank you, Martha. Eileen, you're up next.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Eileen B., recovered
compulsive eater from Pennsylvania. Thank you, Larry, so much for your service today. And what a great meeting this has been. And I just had to jump in today, mostly because today my mom would have been 86 years old, and she passed away. It'll be 2 years in November, and I just need to dedicate my share to her. First of all, I'm so grateful for 12-step recovery. I'm grateful for the most amazing higher power, all of you, for being here, walking this journey with me. My mom was my number one supporter. She was just a wonderful mom. I'm most like her. There was 4 children, and I'm really super outgoing. I love to talk, easy for me to pick up the phone. And I'm just so grateful that she handed that gift to me. She never found recovery, God rest her soul. She was very codependent, married to an alcoholic, and she did suffer a lot in her lifetime. But she supported me so much. She was my number one supporter through my divorce, being a single mom for years. And she was so proud of me. And she told me all the time how much courage I had. And I wouldn't be here today without my mom. And I woke up today and I opened the curtain to my back door. And my mom loved cardinals. And there on my fence was this huge, big, beautiful cardinal. And I just had to say I'm so grateful to her, because I know that part of the reason I'm here today and living in recovery is because of my mom. And I'm also grateful for the opportunity, obviously, to help others suffering with this disease, but it does start at home. And what I always wanted was to break the cycle of addiction in my family. How can I break the cycle? How can I show my children a different way of living? And then they can show their children, and their children can show their children, because it needs to be broken. And I'm so grateful that I have found that through 12-step recovery and living in 10, 11, and 12, and just having a chance to do things differently and to be able to pass that on. What a gift. And so I'm just really just so grateful for everyone being on the line, and to my mom, who, like I said, I would not be who I am today without my mom. And I miss her, and I love her, and I just had to speak on her behalf. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Thank you. Such beautiful shares. Such beautiful shares. Okay. Let's see. We have Camilla. Camilla, you're up.
Hello, this is Camilla C. There's so many things to be grateful for. I am grateful, first of all, to be a compulsive overeater. It has helped me accept and appreciate myself, and it has led me to a closer relationship with my higher power and an openness to the future, whatever that will bring and whatever that means. I thank my higher power for the people that I have met along the way. There's so many, I can't begin to name them. I thank God for healing me and my family. And I thank Him for the courage to open to others. I thank you for this phone meeting, for helping me understand the big book and the gifts my addiction brings. I thank my sponsor and everyone who is here this morning. And I have been a silent member of the phone group for 2 years. And I thank you for the opportunity to share. And this I pass.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we have Camilla, and then we have, let's see, that was Camilla. We have Colleen, and then Melissa, and then Harper. Colleen?
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Oh, great.
Jump right in.
Thank you, Larry. I just want you to know I enjoy hearing you every day when you speak.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I enjoy so much, and it has helped me so much, to hear the speakers, the voices on A Vision for You every morning from people that are recovered, that have so much wisdom, and I've learned from all of you. And I just want to say I'm grateful for those that have helped me in the past, for my sponsor, for all the effort that she puts into this program, for her wisdom in calling me on my character defects and helping me see me and encouraging me. I'm grateful for my sponsee. I love her very much, and she helps me more than she knows. And I'm especially grateful for my higher power, which is God. I'm grateful for the patience he's had with me and for his direction in my life, even though it's been challenging and a little scary at times. When I have relied on that, I have been amazed at how he can orchestrate my life in ways I could have never, ever done on my own, and brought things about that I could have never done on my own. I'd just like to give one little example. I've been concerned for some time about my daughter and her eating. And this last week, we were running around doing Education Week together, which we do every year, and she was complaining a lot about her lack of energy and being so tired. And I felt prompted to say one simple thing. I said, you know, if you gave up that cold cereal in the morning, you might find you have a lot more energy. And I just left it at that. The very next day, she was running late, and I knew she wouldn't get breakfast. So I just fixed her one of my very healthy little breakfasts, and she ate it on the way there. And later in the day, as we were running around that enormous campus, she grabbed my arm and just said, Mom, I have something important to tell you. And she said, I feel so much energy. I can't believe the difference. I want you to teach me what you're doing. And so the next day was Saturday, and my husband typically cooks pancakes and makes syrup, and she went and made her little healthy breakfast. And as I was walking away, I know he asked what was going on. She said, Dad, it was so beautiful. The difference was very real. And so I just smiled, thinking, you know, this is a program of attraction, and God is working in my life, in my children's life, and I am so grateful for him and for all of you. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much. Okay, Melissa. Melissa, you're up.
Hi, good morning, Larry. This is Melissa.
Good morning.
Yeah, this what a beautiful, beautiful meeting this morning. You know, I'm sitting outside on my porch, and it's just a gorgeous day, and I just really can feel so much love from all of your voices. You know, I'm grateful today that I can sit in any chair, and that I have the memory of that of when that was not true. You know, that memory is very fresh in my mind. I'm grateful for this disease of compulsive overeating. I'm grateful, and I used to roll my eyes when people said that, but it's true. I'm grateful that I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm grateful that my weight got so out of control, that my blood pressure was alarmingly high, that my thinking became so paranoid and out of whack, that I began to suffer from panic attacks. I'm grateful that I commute generally during the school year from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., and that 2 years ago, I was having a terrible, sudden fear of driving. And, you know, what a coincidence. It's when this meeting occurs. I was told of this meeting. I began listening, and the voices of all of you began to accompany me on my long drive to work. And, you know, the constant static of my worries and my regrets, my grief, began to be quietened down by your voices and by the message I heard from all of you. You know, I'm grateful that the first time I tuned into a phone meeting, I was driving in my car, and I heard somebody say they were recovered. And, you know, I never heard that. Recovered, not recovering. I'm grateful that I am a compulsive overeater because my disease can be treated, you know, and has been treated. I'm grateful that the food does not own me any longer. I'm grateful that my disease has allowed me to draw closer to my higher power, which I never knew before, has allowed me to make peace with my past, and that I have a purpose
today. I'm grateful that this disease and fellowship has brought so many incredible people into my life I would never have known from all across the country. I have so many mentors and a safety net, a group of people that I'm helping as well. I have authentic relationships with people who I can rely on to bring me back to my higher power and my true purpose when I begin to revisit my defects. And I'm grateful that God and people and service has replaced the food and has filled me in a way I could never get filled before. I'm grateful that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to keep recovered, that the word recovered is set on this line. I'm grateful to be able to carry that message today. Thank you. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Melissa. Is there Harper?
Hello, this is Harper. Can you hear me?
Harper, thank you for your sequel, To Kill a Mockingbird. You're up. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Hi. Oh, my God. I've gotten so much out of this meeting, and I'm so grateful for a vision for you and for helping me in my recovery. And I'm so grateful to now be a sponsor for three people, and I'm getting so much out of my sponsoring. And lately, I've been shifting my gratitude practice a little bit and thought that I would start being grateful for the things that I'm not usually grateful for. So now when I wake up in the morning, I write five things that I'm grateful for that I don't usually feel grateful for, like I'm grateful that my relationship is so hard right now. I'm grateful that my knees are hurting. I'm grateful that the planet is in trouble. I'm grateful that I'm grateful that I'm so fearful about money. So I'm practicing gratitude for things that aren't necessarily good in my life, and that's changing everything for me. That's a huge practice for me of being thankful for every single thing that comes to me in my life. And reminds me of the song by Alanis Morissette, thank you India, thank you Terror. It's a great song of recovery by Alanis Morissette. Anyway, it's so great to be thankful for things that I'm usually resistant to and negative about, and recognizing that every single thing that comes to my life, comes in every experience that I have in my life right now, whether it's quote-unquote good or bad, is an opportunity for incredible spiritual practice, and that the negative things in my life is just God coming into me and asking me to dance. So I'm really grateful that that is my position on life right now. Thank you so much.
Harper, thank you. Okay, who's up next? I'm going to try to get all the names.
Rachel W.
It's Edie and E.
Kathy K.
Paula D.
Carolyn H.
Sue L.
Alan M.
Mary.
Okay, let me tell you who I have, and then we'll because I may have missed a name. So I have Rachel.
Deborah F.
I have Edimi. And I know I botched that. Edimi. I'm going to call you Irene. I'm sorry. I have Kathy K. I have Paula D. I have Carol. I have Du. Donna. Mary Lynn. I feel like it's Romper Room. I see Devorah. Okay. Who? No laughing. This is very serious stuff here, folks. Okay. Who did I miss there?
Brent W.
Was that Brett? Was it
Brent W?
Brant, and then who was that? Who was the other person before Brant?
Alice M.
Alice. Okay, let's go with that. Okay, we're going to start with Rachel. Rachel, you're up. Rachel, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. This is Rachel W. Can you hear me now?
I can. Good morning, Rachel.
Okay, super. Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. And good morning, everyone that's here on the line. This has been such a fantastic meeting, really beautiful. And, you know, I'm still kind of stuck on that chair on the lake at sunrise, but I'm trying to do my best to land in this chair. You know, I for so many years I've been in this program, and I always heard people say, you know, grateful recover, compulsive overeater, grateful compulsive overeater. I would sit in meetings and kind of roll my eyes and kind of say, yeah, right, grateful. You know, and I, even though I checked myself, I said, I'm grateful, I didn't get it. And it was only in the past few months somebody shared on the line that her relative had a mental illness, and you know, they didn't, because there was no physical manifestation, they didn't really think anything was wrong with them. So I learned from that share, it completely shifted my view that, you know, I have this disease that does manifest itself physically, that I did gain 100 pounds, and it didn't happen in a vacuum. It did happen for a reason. But had that not happened, I may not have ever known I had an issue, because nothing else would have gotten me to the depths of despair like that did. And so I'm really so grateful for the way everyone shares themselves, for the honesty, and for the, you know, just the way that everyone's so willing to give of themselves. And, you know, I'm truly grateful. And I can go on and say, you know, I'm grateful to my higher power and to the Academy and all these, my sponsor. You know, I could say that. I want you to know I'm grateful for all of you out there who, in your most private moments, take that struggle with the food and that, you know, desire to eat and you don't eat. I'm so grateful to all of you, every single one of you, in your private moments when you say, I don't have time for step work, I really don't want to do this, and you go ahead and do it anyway. Because every single time that you do something for yourself, you're really strengthening my program. So I am completely grateful to everyone on the line here. I have gratitude to the Big Book and to Bill W and everybody, but, you know, I really have more gratitude to the people who actually take the actions to make it work, because all of you are having such a domino effect in my life. And I don't know if I'll ever meet you in person, but I certainly feel like I know you emotionally, spiritually. It means so much to me. So thank you so much to everyone that's here on the line today. Oh, also, I'm very grateful that sometimes I could do this meeting and, like, you know, my workout clothes, and it doesn't make a difference. That's really a nice thing, too. So have a great day, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. My spiritual sister, you're up next. You know who you are, Hadimi.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you, God, and thank you, Larry. I'm so grateful to have a personal, loving relationship with God. I am at peace with myself and with others. And because of this relationship, I can live in the present and have a beautiful day every day, regardless if I was injured at work and my body is in pain, regardless if I just had surgery the other day and I'm not healing properly, regardless that my husband has a growth in his skull and we are keeping an eye on it, it's still a good day because I'm grounded. God has a hold on me and I'm rooted in the light of his love, because it's always about thy will, not mine be done. Just 2 years ago, when I was in a state of confusion, filled with doubt and in panic, I was blessed with God's words that set me right, gave me confidence and a melody that was put into my heart. Please forgive me, for I cannot sing. But I never wrote a song in my life. But God is nudging me to show you how he works in my life. Please listen to his words, and now I shall face my fear and replace it with love by singing it to you. It's 2.5 minutes long.
I'm grounded. God has a hold on me. I'm grounded. God has a hold on me. A peaceful mind, a filling soul with gifts of love that charge me up and strengthen me to dance the breath. my gifts that shine your light. Rooted in the light of love, rooted in the light of love, I love your light that heals my pain. You help me grow with hope to be, and make me feel so whole and real. I'm grounded. Love has a hold on me. I'm grounded. God has a hold on me. Love has a hold on me. God has a hold on me.
Forgive me for taking too much time, and I thank you for listening.
Thank you, Adimi. Kathy K., you're up.
Good morning. Thank you for your service, Larry. And thanks
for
on the line today. Oh, I am so grateful to be here this morning, and I've heard so much that has lifted my spirit and reinforced all the gratitude in my heart. I, like some others have said, I didn't know the meaning of gratitude when I first came to the 12-step rooms. And today, I know how essential it is to my recovery and my well-being. I'm most grateful for a growing relationship with my higher power. As someone who came to these rooms with over 40 years of agnosticism in my life, today I look forward to each day and to being in connection with my higher power throughout the day. I'm also grateful that I wake up each morning not to the four horsemen, but instead to the gifts in my life that I could never see before. I'm grateful for all the people in this community who have reached out to me and who I have reached out to, who enrich my life on a daily basis. I'm grateful that today I don't have to know the answer to anything. I just need to keep asking and to go to God when I'm in confusion or fear or agitation. I'm so grateful for my family and that I can love them and accept them right where they are today. I no longer am in the business of trying to change them. I'm grateful that I can take my fear and my agitation, when they come up, straight to God and experience relief when I listen for the promptings from my higher power. I'm so grateful that in a couple months I'll get to see face-to-face so many of you who I only know on the phone. I'm grateful that I have my health. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful that right now, at this moment, all is well. And all I need to do is move in the direction that I am prompted by my higher power to do. I'm so grateful that life has become joyous rather than difficult, and I'm so grateful that if I keep doing what I'm doing with steps 10, 11, and 12, I will continue to receive so many gifts from this program. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Kathy. Paula D., you're up.
And thank you, and a good morning to all my fellow travelers here, and the beautiful fellow travelers you are, and to hear your words. And first, I'll start with, thank you, Larry. Appreciate your service today.
You're welcome.
Glad to be with you, as I am with all my other friends. Just when I first came on this line, I thought I was so alone. I was so alone. How can I be sitting here alone and yet know that I'm not alone anymore? You know, I'm going to go say, first, as far as grateful for that I am. I didn't think I'd be able to go to the convention. And every step of the way, I says, oh, I can't do it this time. And God cleared the path, and I will be there. I'm not quite sure what we call a convention conference. Anyway, with being with my fellow travelers is enough. I'm grateful for someone. I'm grateful for everyone. Everyone in my life. They brought me to the place I am. I'd like to go to the big book and just read an excerpt here. On the other hand, and strange as this may seem to those who do not understand, once a psychic change has occurred, the very same person, may I raise my hand here, who seemed doomed, who had so many problems, he despaired of ever solving them, suddenly finds himself easily able to control his desire for alcohol, the only effort necessary being that required to follow a few simple rules. On the other hand, and there those rules are, those beautiful principles and steps that we live by in page 59. No matter what the problem, no matter what the person, no matter what we think, that was what we got me in trouble in the first place. I came to these steps, and I lived them, and I loved them, and I am blessed for them and grateful for them, that I can be part of other people's lives. I am. And I know who I am today. But I know the importance of passing this to the next generation. There's where we come together to pass it to the next generation, to read the message, to give the message, to live the message. You know, I can say, and as many did, my sponsor, the people that stuck with me through thick and thin, the people who told me, get back on the horse. Wherever you are, whoever you are, if you're in the food, on the other hand, read that page. On the other hand, thank you for allowing me to share. So appreciate this time that has been given. And now I will listen to my fellow travelers and be blessed by them, as I always am. And with that, I do pass.
Paula, thank you for your share. Carol, you're up next. Carol, press star one. I can hear you now.
Thank you. This is Carolyn H. from Massachusetts. I just want to say my list of gratitude is probably as long as my arm, but I'll keep it short and sweet. I'm grateful today for the relationship I've grown into with my higher power. I'm grateful for his letting me learn how to trust in him in a way that I never knew in my life. I am grateful to him for allowing it to happen in his time frame and not mine. I am grateful that I have this phone meeting, as well as many other phone meetings that I do to build on my spiritual life. I am truly, truly grateful for so many people that are on A Vision for You. I am so grateful that God does for me things I cannot do for myself. I'm so grateful for every single sunrise and sunset and rainstorm and windstorm and anything else that has no real explanation. I am grateful that I can see the beauty of who God is for me today. I am grateful that people in my family are starting to accept my walk with God the way I understand God. I am so grateful that I can be in a chaotic situation and not get crazy about it anymore. I am grateful that I do not have to respond to people who want to get out of control. I am grateful for my granddaughter, who is my measuring stick and shows me where my relationship with God is at any given moment when I'm with her. I am grateful that I can stop and pause and see and ask myself, where is God right now when I'm feeling like I am being left out of something? I am grateful today for the ability to open my eyes and say, thank you, God, for giving me another day. I am grateful that I can trust. I am grateful that I can have a childlike spirit today so that the God of my understanding can teach me how to be the child I was intended to be so that I can become maybe an adult in his light. I am grateful today that I walked in the light. I am grateful today that everyone in my family, including my mother, who is also a challenge for me, I am grateful today that I can be grateful. Just be grateful for being alive, for opening my eyes, for breathing in the air that he gives me. And I am absolutely, totally grateful for the ability to do God's will today, not mine. And with that, I pass.
Carolyn, sorry for botching your name. you're up next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much, Lair, for your service. I'm so glad you're doing this service. So great to have a male role model there. So I am grateful today. I'm grateful to God that, first of all, my name is Duell, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And thank you be to God that today I get to say that. And I am grateful for my abstinence. I'm grateful for my connection to God. But most of all, I'm grateful that God reminds me always that I'm human and that I am flawed and that I make mistakes. And that I have a way out today through program and through my fellows. And through this program, I learn every day how to stay connected to God and how to stay connected to the solution. I just want to share that, you know, in the last couple of months during the summer, I've met very hard challenges with family and with program and with, you know, keeping up with these steps. And when I don't get connected properly with God, I tend to suffer the consequences of self. And, you know, I've been pretty much into that because I get enmeshed in my problems and I tend to start making mistakes with my character defects. And then I start to hurt others unintentionally, but yet I hurt them. And I feel the weight of that a lot of the times. And I'm so grateful that God, you know, again, brings me back through program, through this big book, through this meeting, through my fellows, through fellow travelers, and remind me that, you know, that, yes, I am going to make mistakes. And, yes, I do have a way out. And I just have to get connected and double my spiritual efforts to do those things in order to correct whatever measurements I need to correct on my part and let God take care of the rest. And so today I come here surrendered, saying, you know, God, thank you so much for the lessons that you teach me every day because I'm an undisciplined person. I'm an undisciplined compulsive overeater, and you discipline me through these steps. You discipline me through this way of life. And so, you know, I just want to say that, you know, when I do my step work and whoever I owe amends, I will make amends to. Whoever I need to set boundaries with, I will set boundaries with. And most of all, I want to say that I am grateful to God that he keeps bringing me back to him and that I am not a flawed human being like I think in my mind. I am flawed, but I am not flawed the way the disease says that I'm flawed. And I do have this way, and I do have this spirituality, and I'm grateful to you guys that remind me each and every day that I stand true
before you and stand true before this program. And so thank you for hearing me out and my gratitude, and thank you to all.
Thanks, Stu. Hey, before we move on, you guys, since time is but an illusion, and since I'm the leader, sorry, Leah, but I'm the leader today, we're going to go over time to hear some more folks if you care to stay on. So I'm not missing this. Anyway, so we'll do another pass through. Let's move on. Donna, you're up. Donna, press star 1 to unmute.
Oh, hi, great. Sorry. Thank you, Larry, for your service. Thanks so much. This is Donna M. from Wisconsin. And, you know, I feel like this is similar to a gratitude list of recovering compulsive overeater. I feel like this is similar to a gratitude list that I might start in the morning, and as I keep writing and keep feeling the gratitude, my heart just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and that's how this meeting has been for me this morning. So I felt like I just had to jump in. I'm very grateful. I'm very nervous, too. This is the first time I spoke up on A Vision for You, but I feel like I'm in a cocoon coming out, so I'm very grateful. I'm at step 9, just the beginning of it, but I wanted to share what I'm grateful for so far, and that is I'm very grateful for steps 4 and 5. I never thought I would say that, but I have this loving sponsor who happens to just be a lot younger than me and a lot wiser. And in step 5, you know, I was able to see myself that I thought I knew myself, but I never really did. And so here this person in New York is helping a person in Wisconsin, and it's just been a miracle. I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful that I see the limits that I've had, that I have acceptance today. And even though I always thought that I had acceptance, I realized during steps 4 and 5 that I've never really accepted life on life's terms. And just knowing this has allowed me a lot of freedom. I have a daughter with physical and intellectual disabilities. And I've never, it's just like when I was in the food, there were no limitations, no limit to the amount of food I had or when or where I ate it or anything like that. And now I see that I have limitations and my loved ones have limitations. And that has allowed me to be a loving and kind person. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm able to take action now and being a good mom and recognizing another person's limitations and helping that situation rather than making it worse or pushing someone beyond their limits. And I'm just so, so grateful. And I guess the last thing I just want to share is, you know, there's a line in the big book that, you know, lately I've really come to understand in a deeper way. And it's, you know, we absolutely insist on enjoying life. And that's what I'm doing now with the help of A Vision for You and you know, all you guys. It's like I absolutely insist on enjoying life. So I'm very, very grateful. Thank you so much.
Donna, thanks so much. Mary Lynn, you're up.
Hi, this is Mary Lynn D. in New York City, also one of the silent members, I hope partners, I shared a few times. Thank you so much, Larry, and thank you for everyone who's shared. I am so grateful after 22 and a half years in program to have finally heard through the doctor's opinion, through Vision's emphasis on the doctor's opinion, the physical phenomenon of craving and my responsibility for setting it up. It took me years and years and years. I'm grateful to my higher power for using my defect of character, lateness, to get me on the visions. Originally, I had been on another early morning meeting and was late getting on that meeting, went to the internet, and my higher power found the visions meeting for you. And that was January of 2013. so the abstinence has been absolutely amazing, given me so much, so many gifts, most especially an amazing sponsor who took me through the steps, and of course the lovely weight loss. And I have two beautiful little grandchildren in California, and I'm able to get down on the floor and play with them. I'm going to see them September 3rd. The older one turns 7 and the other one is 4. What gifts? What gifts to appreciate them rather than being in the bags and boxes? I have just gone through 2 major losses in 6 months, my husband and a very, very dearest program friend who had gone back actually to Ireland, and I was considering for a long time visiting her, and it didn't work out, and my higher power has saved me from the guilt and shame of all of that. I met some of you at the Massachusetts Weekend in October of 2013, and I look forward to meeting you again this October. I will the indebtedness to this program and to the visions and to everyone who has started it and keeps it going. It's just beyond my wildest dreams. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Thank you, Mary Lynn. Devorah, you're next.
Hi, good morning. This is Devorah in New Jersey, a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thank you, God. Thank you, Larry, for moderating and being there. And thank you, everybody, for being on the line. Gratitude, what a great topic. Honestly, I really had to be taught what gratitude is. And when I first came into program, it's 16 years ago, my sponsor said to me, you know, a grateful heart doesn't pick up, doesn't use. And what was that about? I had no idea. And she said to me, when you got up this morning, were you able to walk yourself over to the bathroom? And I said, yeah. Were you able to brush your teeth? Yeah. Do you have a bed to sleep in? Yeah. You have a roof over your head? Yeah. Those are all things that you need to be grateful for. And I really had to be taught that. And I'm grateful for the willingness to learn and to hear everybody on the line of all the things that you're grateful for, and me too, you know. Just grateful for another day that I have a chance to practice God's will, and that I'm not eating. Sunday morning, I wake up in the morning and I'm not in a hangover from the day before. Saturday was a very big day for me to eat and binge. And to wake up Sunday morning and to jump out of bed and to seek God's will, you know, and just to continue on this path, this journey, this road trip with all of you, you know, so grateful for the opportunity and the willingness to grow. You know, I didn't think, you know, here I am, I'm 56 years old. What, you know, I think it, you know, that's it. Like, what else is there, you know? But, you know, my whole life is ahead of me. I'm so willing to grow and to change. So grateful for that. And I get it from here in these rooms and hearing you. I'm really, really privileged to be able to be here and to be part of this group. And I, too, look forward to the weekend in October where I can put names and faces together and meet the stars, and which is all of you. Anyway, with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Devorah. Alice, you're up next.
Thank you, Larry. This is Alice, a compulsive overeater and bulimic from Florida. And a lot of gratitude today. And I'll just start with, I wrote these down so I could have them somewhat organized. I'm grateful for the agnostic and atheist fellows in OA and AA who have gone before me on the secular route through the steps and helped guide me. I'm also grateful for my former believing sponsor who supported, encouraged, and nudged me into finding my path as a secular traveler. I'm grateful for her continually saying, this is your path, Alice, not mine. I'm just here to hold the lantern for you. I'm grateful that she was willing to help me rewrite prayers so that they became meaningful to me as an atheist. She helped me translate portions of the Big Book so that I could identify in instead of feeling excluded. And I'm grateful she continues to support me today. I'm grateful for Tradition 3. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. The only requirement. And with talking about the whole identifying in with the big book being really just essential for me, you know, I'm also grateful to the secret of, you know, the secret of AA, the thing that makes OA, AA work is that identification process, that we aren't alone anymore. You know, I'm just grateful, you know, I'm grateful that I can identify in today. It's like the antidote for the deep symptom of my denial, and my denial goes deep, was and is, still continues to be identification. And it's identification with the stories that are shared that include just profound honesty about personal weakness around this disease. That is what hooks me. That is what hooked me. It's like I'm not alone anymore. You know, it was the identification with other compulsive overeaters, bulimics, anorexics, with all, you know, with each other, both in sharing our malady, you know, the deep trenches of our disease, as well as through our recovery that helps to heal me today. And, you know, I just want to share something that I found on, it's from Grapevine, October 1959. This is on the identification process that Bill W. wrote. And it says, this process of identification and transmission has gone on and on. The skid rower said he was different. Even more loudly, the socialite or Park Avenue stumble bum said the same. So did the artists and the professional people, the rich, the poor, the religious, the agnostic, the Indians and the Eskimos, the veterans and the prisoners. But nowadays, all of these and legions more soberly talk about how very much alike all of us alcoholics are when we admit that the chips are finally down. So that's it for me. You know, the chips are down, and I have a beautiful fellowship that I am most humbly grateful for. And I will pass on that today. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. Brandt, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
A little man power here. Go ahead, Brandt. You're up.
This is Brent W., a compulsive overeater. You know, I can't think of anything that somebody else hasn't mentioned. I'm really grateful for the program, for recovery. I met my wife in the program, so I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful for sponsorship. And, you know, 25 years ago, my sponsor told me about being grateful, and it's something that I've carried with me for this many years, that grateful is a sort of a passive thing. You know, we can be grateful for this, we can be grateful for that, but gratitude is an action, and there's a big difference in that. And having gratitude for this program is carrying the message on, you know, and doing the things we need to do. And gratitude has carried me a long ways in this program, you know. I think of gratitude when I have to do things that I don't want to do, but I do it out of gratitude for what other people have done for me, that the other people have reached out their hands for me. I know 25 years ago, another person I went to and said, I can't think of any way that I can thank you or pay you back for all that you did for me. And the answer was to pass it on. And so that's gratitude for me. Gratitude is the 12th step of this program, carrying the message. So every day when I wake up, I'm grateful for what the program has given me, but I also have gratitude, which means passing it on. So that's all I have, and thanks for your service, Larry, and I'll pass.
Thanks, Brandt. Okay, we'll open it up to if there's perhaps five more folks that want to jump in.
Melanie C.
Okay, Melanie, I got you. Who else?
Carmela G.
Leia M.
Leia.
Tara.
Was that Cara?
Tara, T like Tom.
Tara, got you, Tara. Okay, and one more, perhaps?
K.
Roxanne.
You said
last. Okay, I got Roxanne, and there was one other person after Roxanne. Was there one other person after Roxanne that wanted to jump in? Okay. I didn't exactly get your name, but you'll be the last person, okay? So we'll start with Melanie C. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, good morning, Larry. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie C., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and very grateful this morning. Oh, my goodness gracious, moved by this whole thing today. I am grateful that this disease no longer wags this dog. Because of the 12 steps, a gaggle of translators of the big book, I no longer have to live the way I used to live, in the way that I lived when I came in here 10 years ago. And I cannot explain, I don't have enough time to explain what kind of a miracle that was. In light of who and what I am, I'm telling you, I'm very clear about that. I came in here as a junkyard dog, let me tell you for sure. And I have seen shocking miracle after miracle after miracle in my life, no less than miracles. And some of the ones, and they're no particular order at all, that I wanted to point out, just to put it in the air today, that I can see another's point of view and agree with it, and move over to that side. I can see another point of view and not agree with it and not have to put my tines into it to change it. I can hold my tongue when I'm angry and have a solution to move out of that when it happens. I have been able to ask for help with my very, 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 very dark behavior and my dark side. I've been able to return to apologize, to seek, and to rebuild bridges with people that have long been gone and lost in my life, knowing that I have a true desire to do that I cannot lose not one person, and all folks have added to some quality of my life. I am so grateful that I can be helpful and useful instead of a cauldron stirrer or an anvil around somebody's neck. That I know where the trouble lies now and where to go to get that transformation, that change through the steps. I can keep my word. I'm being refined. I am grateful for the spiritual sanding that I get every single day, the true grit of this particular transformation, this thing that's happening to me as a result of 12 simple steps and folks that continue to teach me. I couldn't see for years, even being in recovery, what it was going to do, how it would be, the courage to be able to step in onto the other side with you folks, those that are there on the other side, knowing how to live a transformed life. Y'all picked up the phone every day for me when I would continue to lament over the same thing over and over and over again, and kept putting your hope into me, those voices of angels just infusing me with a new way of thinking, a new way of being, and directing me right back to the steps, to that 10th step that's going to lift that junk out from under that I'm underneath. I'm just in awe over it. And I want to just give you a little picture of what's going on right outside my back fence. I mean, I can touch them right outside my back fence. There is over 45 hot air balloons of every kind of place, make, style. They're just majestic, and they're huge, and you hear the flames just shooting up into these balloons, and it's happening right here, right now, each one lifting off, independent of the other, one at a time, 99 Luftballons going into the air, and each one is a gratitude of mine. Yep, that one's gone. Yep, that one I prayed about for decades, and it's moved. Oh, I didn't think I was going to cry. Anyway, this is an emotional time, and being together to be able to just say it out loud together with y'all. Thank you. Thank you for the 12 steps I passed.
Melanie, thank you for a beautiful share. Okay, so, hey, by the way, I heard, Sarit, we saved the best for last, so you're going to be our last share this morning, but right now we're going to hear from Carmela. Carmela?
Good morning, Larry. Thank you so much for your service. Carmela G. from New York. I am so grateful for having come into program and for my higher power whom I call God. I thought I had God in my life all my life, and someone said to me in program, it's never too late, and I got into program just a few years ago, and I'm in my late 60s, and it was never too late because I feel like I am living life so differently.
I had the willingness to be open and to learn and to put aside my controlling and my arrogance and my willfulness. And the willingness now has allowed me to love freely and to give it without expectation and to put others and their service ahead of anything and to help and to learn from everyone and not being thinking that, oh, what do I have to hear this one for? I can learn from everyone and accept everyone as they are because we're all so unique and so beautiful. And I thank you all, and I thank the program and the 12 steps and the sponsors that I had, past and present, and for the ability to walk this road and to be 2 years in recovery and for my abstinence and the loss, the weight loss that my higher power took. It's like every day I sit and I thank him for the miracle. I struggled with weight, and now in my senior years, I am in a normal-sized body and wearing normal-sized clothes, and yet the better thing is I am a much more caring, kind, and loving person. Thank you all for all the work you do, and I'm grateful for all of you and for someone slipping me the number for a vision for you every morning. And the website, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all on Virginia Beach. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Carmela. Leia, what in the world do you have to be grateful for?
Thanks, Larry. Thank you so much for your service, and thanks for the laughter. Love the laughter. Thank you. It really shows we're not a glum lot, and I look forward to seeing you and everybody in October. You know, please God, it'll be just fantastic to see folks I know and have been trudging with for over two decades and folks that I have never met yet, close people that I've never met. So anyway, thank you. And, you know, it's such a gift every morning, you know, just to come together with all of you and to hear the growth that's happening as a result of these steps, to hear the miracles that are happening, you know, to realize that everybody is an example and living proof of this program of recovery. And, you know, that is something I don't take for granted. It touches my heart. And I'm just so grateful, you know, to have messengers on the line that are now, you know, that are able to share what's possible through this program of recovery. You know, all different people, all different voices from around the globe that are able to share their personal experience that these steps have transformed their lives. And I'm just, you know, there's no words. Mere words cannot express my gratitude for that. I have gratitude for these steps that allow that channel of God to come into my heart and my soul and make its impact on my mind and my heart so that, you know, what I think and what I say and what I do perhaps is aligned, you know, hopefully can be aligned with his will and his vision and his plan for me. I'm grateful to be able to utilize the language of the program of recovery under my own roof. When I speak to my children, when I interact with my husband, I have an opportunity to cast aside Leia's ideas and attitudes and be open to somebody else's opinion, somebody else's experience, somebody else's ideas. That's all program related, you know, and to have this connection, obviously this connection to a power source, this connection to you guys, this connection that I used to so desperately try to find, you know, at the bottom of a bakery box and a cellophane bag, and now I realize, you know, that connection was trying to, you know, be filled, you know, with some type of food substance, and all along it was God I needed, it was you I needed, and I'm so grateful for that, you know, to see the God in each and every one of you, to hear that every morning. What a blessing that is, and I pass. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Leah. Tara, you're up next.
Hi, can you hear me, Larry?
I can, Tara.
Okay, good. I thank you so much for your endurance this whole long, beautiful rainbow of gratitude. And it's sure been an uplifting morning. I'm so grateful that I found the vision for you when I was really struggling, and that, you know, you all are still there practically every day, and all the other wonderful meetings. There's so many wonderful meetings, you know, that carry the message of, you know, the early pioneers of the Big Book. And the biggest prayer that I have of thanks is that I don't have to be my own higher power anymore, and that you guys keep showing me how to turn my will over to God in all these ways, every way of my life. Actually, that's basically what I wanted to say. Just, I don't have to be my higher power, that there is a higher power far, far, far greater than me. And I'm starting to be able to let that higher power act through me. So thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Tara. Roxanne, you're up. Roxanne,
good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Roxanne.
It's Roxanne, Larry. It's R-U-S-S-A-N-N-E. It's an unusual name.
Okay, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Larry, you're doing such a nice job with this. I'm really enjoying hearing you. Today my main message is that I am grateful for the disease of compulsive overeating. From about the time I was 5 years old, I had this disease. And I spent an entire lifetime in darkness and despair. And today, I am grateful that I went through all of that, because had I not been in such pain, I never would have discovered this way of life. And in the Big Book, it tells us that we're going to go to extraordinary lengths to recover, and it's true. And there are going to be emotional displacements and rearrangements. That's like an entire reworking of our insides. And in addition to feeling like my entire being has been reworked, I feel like I've been given a new set of eyes. When I look into the world and when I look at the people around me, I don't see them the way I used to. I used to be very critical of myself and others, constantly comparing, constantly in judgment, really victimized. And now, most of the time, I live in a state of appreciation and gratitude, and I've been able to develop a mindfulness and awareness of my own thought process, so that when those negative thoughts come up, I can stop myself and I can turn to my higher power. I can turn to the practice of being grateful. I can think about giving service to others. And I live life in a beautiful way that I never would have discovered if I didn't have this disease. And so it just reminds me that everything is working exactly as it should. And I just want to say thank you again to my sponsor and to those of you who offer so much service through these phone meetings. And thank you all for walking the path with me.
Thank you so much, and my apologies for botching the name.
No problem. Happens all the time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Sarit, you're up. If you could speak up, Sarit.
Yes. Do you hear me now?
You know, just a little bit louder, if you can.
Okay, is this better?
A little bit better. You bet. Let's give it a try.
I'll try to yell. Okay, thank you, Larry, for your service today also. I'm grateful first of all, for my sponsor and for all those who believed in me when I couldn't believe and trust in myself that there was another recovery in me after all my relapses. I'm grateful for doing step four. It gave me such awareness and clarity for the reasons and causes of what drove my actions. And slowly, slowly, I feel like I can crush them. I have the tools to smash them by doing and taking the right actions, the God-centered actions, as I've been told. I've been brainwashed with recovery. I was living my life based on fear and then hoping that you weren't seeing through me. And, for example, this past Friday, I had such a difficult emotional day, and to be able to break that lie, I told myself that there's shame in crying and opening up and being vulnerable to my husband especially, I was able to open up and share that and not feel that shame. And that's recovery. That's a God-centered action as opposed to a fear-centered action. And it's gradual. It's knowing what to do when my two kids are crying and how to react. And I just feel like with recovery, I can take the right God-centered action now that I'm aware of what my fear-based actions were, and then to not necessarily do the opposite, but to do the God-centered action in each specific situation. And that's only through this program of recovery and the help I get from my support network. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. And then I'll pass.
Sarit, thank you for your share. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Unbelievable, you guys. Well, before we close up, where I'll do the reading on page 164, I'm gonna jump in here too. I don't even know that I could find the words. But I'll start, you know, with the gratitude of the transformation of this program, these 12 steps. Who in the heck knew that these 12 steps would take me from the scrap heap of, you know, busting windshields and tearing people up with my tongue to where God has taken me today, which is a life beyond that which I could ever imagine. I mean, truly. If it hadn't happened to me, I wouldn't believe it was possible. But it did. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that, you know, the miracles that surround me, you know, that I can actually see now. You know, I heard about a cardinal that was perhaps her mother, you know. I heard about some, you know, some balloons, so forth. I mean, we're surrounded by miracles. I just can see them now. Couldn't see them before because I was blocked off by this disease. I'm grateful for the acceptance I have of others in the midst of challenge, calamity, death, illness, all sorts of, you know, challenges, seeing things on the news. There's plenty of, you know, bad news around the world, and yet I have acceptance that that we can transcend that. I'm grateful for the privilege to serve. The only one that I ever served was Larry. And so grateful that I have the opportunity, and it's just such a privilege and an honor to serve other people today, not just in program, because, you know, when I leave here, what am I going to do? You know, I'm not going to be with you beautiful people. I'm going to be with others. They may not have a program. I'm grateful for, okay, I'm not blowing smoke here, but these extraordinary women. I know there's some men like Brant and others in the weeds here, and there's, I know because they call me. They're on the line. But I have to say I'm grateful for the extraordinary women, strong, independent, fearless, wise women, predominantly women who have taught me through modeling and directly how to live like a man so that I can be the father, you know, that I am today. I can contribute to raising a daughter, you know, to be an independent, to be a woman like you guys are, that's a miracle. I'm grateful for that. Spiritual, emotional, physical health. With God's grace, I can live in alignment with my higher power's will today, and this fellowship's just miraculous. So anyways, with that, I'll pass. I'm going to close the way we do. And I'm going to flip over to page 164. Grateful that I could remember what page I'm supposed to read from. Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation, which you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right. And great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of the past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.